Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and it is shared that roughly 1.5 million high school boys or girls in the United States admit to being intentionally hit or physically harmed in the last year by someone they are romantically involved with. Those teens who suffer dating abuse are subject to long-term consequences like alcoholism, eating disorders, promiscuity, thoughts of suicide, and violent behavior. They hesitate to seek help because they do not want to expose themselves or are unaware of the laws surrounding domestic violence. Only one in three teens who were involved in an abusive relationship confided in someone about the violence. If you or anyone you know is experiencing teen dating violence, please contact the Victims of Crime Office at 541-553-2293. The Warm Springs Branch of Natural Resources reports the snow level at higher elevations of the reservation was above average during the first part of the year, similar to the situation across the state. Tribal Natural Resources General Manager updated Tribal Council on the snow level at a meeting toward the end of January. The January snow survey was an improvement over the December readings when the level had been below average. More snowfall during the first month of 2020 led to a 120% snow level at higher elevations. The report is good news for fisheries. Natural Resources also reported that the tribal farm had a good year in 2019, selling and delivering hay and working on equipment. The farm operation brought in a little over $206,000 in 2019, according to the report. A textile convention in Portland is being rescheduled due to concerns over a virus outbreak in China. COIN reports that the materials show, which helps connect textile suppliers with clothing and shoe companies, was set for February 12th and 13th at the Oregon Convention Center. Organizers said they were forced to postpone next week's show because of the coronavirus fears, since so many of the supplies are based in China. Organizers said many of their colleagues and friends have been directly affected by the virus. That virus has mostly affected China, where more than 20,000 people have contracted the virus and about 500 people have died. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Tribal Council was updated this week by the Indian Health Service on how the clinic is responding to the coronavirus outbreak, which is mainly affecting China, though is present in other countries, including the United States. The clinic team is working on a response plan for the virus to make its way onto the reservation. Bend will vote on whether to raise property taxes to better fund its transportation systems. Last night, the City Council voted to float a bond measure worth up to $190 million. Emily Curitan reports.
If voters say yes in May, property taxes in Bend will go up an estimated 47 cents for every $1,000 of assessed value. For the average home, that's $170 a year. City leaders promised this will help pay for improvements to Reed Market Road, the Parkway, 3rd Street, East-West connections, and safe access to schools, parks, and jobs. James DeRofi was among a chorus of supporters at the meeting. He chairs the Old Farm District Neighborhood Association, which advocated for projects benefiting a large section of East Bend.
You guys say yes today, then it's going to be up to a few months of communication to everybody, and then it's going to be up to the voters, and then it's going to be up for years of construction.
The City Council created an oversight committee to go with the bond. I'm Emily Curitan reporting.
And in local sports, the Warm Springs K-8 girls basketball teams were in action yesterday, hosting Sisters. The 7th grade girls won 44-20, led by Annalicia Johnson with 14 points and Blanca Plazola with 8. The 8th graders won 41-30 with leading scorers Sasha Esquiro with 11 points and Rylan Davis with 9. Next up, they travel to Elton Gregory Middle School today. Games are starting at 3:45 p.m. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.